Amazon started 30 years ago and has become a huge company known as the Everything Company. This change is clear in its big operations, like the fulfillment center in Dartford, near London. With millions of items available and hundreds of thousands sold every day, Amazon is very efficient, claiming it can process an order in just 2 hours. But this is just a small part of what Amazon does, which also includes streaming services like Amazon Prime Video, smart home devices like Alexa and Ring, and a strong presence in cloud computing with Amazon Web Services. Jeff Bezos founded Amazon in 1994, and since then, it has grown quickly and kept coming up with new ideas. Even though the company has faced criticism for its working conditions and tax practices, it still leads in many areas. As Amazon enters its fourth decade, people are wondering how it will keep growing. Analysts like Sucharita Kodali are thinking about how hard it will be to keep double-digit growth when the company is already making $500 billion. One way to do this might be to use the shopping data from Prime members to improve advertising on its streaming service, which is becoming more dependent on commercial revenue. Amazon's many different business areas also create challenges. For example, it's not clear how its satellite division, Quipa, and its grocery store chain, Whole Foods, can work together. Experts suggest that Amazon should keep trying new business ideas, even if some don't succeed. The company recently stopped a robot line after just 9 months, showing it's willing to take risks. But as Amazon grows, it also has to deal with more rules about how it uses data, its impact on the environment, and its overall size. Amazon's size creates problems, especially in cities where the infrastructure can't handle all the deliveries. Juozas Kazakinas, the founder of Marketplace Pulse, points out that emerging markets like India, Mexico, and Brazil are important for Amazon's future growth. However, entering these markets means Amazon needs to build the right infrastructure to support e-commerce. This is a big challenge as the company tries to expand globally. Additionally, competition from Chinese retailers like Temu and Shein is another issue Amazon must face, especially since these companies attract customers with lower prices during tough economic times. While some believe these competitors will stay small, any serious challenge to Amazon will likely need a big change in how consumers shop or new technology, possibly involving artificial intelligence. As Amazon looks back and plans for the future, it must stay alert and flexible in a changing market.